Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to a special extended episode of Library of Divine Echoes Deep Dives. I'm your host, Christopher Little, and today we're exploring understanding and overcoming clinical depression. We'll also be reviewing a comprehensive approach to healing from loss, trauma, and addiction. As someone who is living with depression, this subject matter is something that is close to my heart. I'm also no stranger to loss, trauma, or addiction. Therefore, I hope to inspire understanding of the nature of these beasts so that they can be dealt with more effectively and with empathy. Clinical depression is a pervasive mental health disorder that often arises from a combination of loss, trauma, addiction, and prolonged medication use. This deep dive explores the multifaceted nature of depression, examining how these factors contribute to its onset and persistence. It further investigates holistic and evidence-based approaches to eliminating clinical depression, encompassing psychological, physiological, and lifestyle-based interventions. Understanding the key factors. Loss. The emotional impact of loss can destabilize an individual's sense of security and purpose. Whether it is the loss of a loved one, job, or personal identity, unresolved grief can lead to persistent depressive states. Recognizing the stages of grief, seeking grief counseling, and engaging in memory-positive activities such as journaling or celebrating the lives of loved ones can facilitate the healing process. Understanding loss. From a psychological perspective, loss destabilizes an individual's sense of security and purpose. The grieving process, as described in the Kubler-Ross model, and the dual process model highlights the oscillation between confronting and adapting to loss. Jungian commentary. Jung viewed loss as an opportunity for individuation, where the psyche confronts the tension between conscious and unconscious forces. Loss often awakens the shadow, a repository of repressed feelings and unacknowledged aspects of the self. Integrating these shadow elements through self-reflection and creative outlets fosters personal growth. In esoteric practices, rituals honoring the deceased, such as lighting candles, creating altars, or reciting affirmations, can connect individuals to archetypal energies of transformation and renewal. Hermetic practices, like meditation on the Hermetic Axiom, as above so below, can remind individuals of their connection to the universal cycle of life and death. Trauma. Trauma leads to alterations in the brain's ability to regulate emotions. Traumatic experiences, particularly in early life, can result in chronic stress and increased vulnerability to depression. Implementing trauma-informed therapy, such as EMDR or exposure therapy, can help process these experiences and rewire neural pathways to reduce emotional distress. Trauma and its effects. Psychological perspective. Trauma alters neural circuits, especially in the amygdala, hippocampus, and prefrontal cortex, leading to heightened emotional reactivity and impaired rational processing. Effective interventions include EMDR, trauma-focused CBT, and somatic therapies. Jungian commentary. Jung emphasized the concept of wounded healer, suggesting that trauma has the potential to be a source of wisdom and transformation. Facing traumatic experiences allows the individual to access deeper archetypal patterns, such as the hero's journey, where suffering is a precursor to renewal. Esoteric practices. Techniques like guided visualization, re-entering a traumatic memory symbolically, and invoking protective archetypes, such as the warrior or healer, can reframe trauma as a path to empowerment. Using sacred geometry during meditative practices can also provide a symbolic framework for healing. addiction. Substance use provides temporary relief, but often exacerbates depression by creating neurochemical imbalances. Breaking the cycle requires structured interventions like detoxification, behavioral therapy, and community support programs, for example, 12-step programs. Integrating holistic treatments like mindfulness, nutrition therapy, and physical exercise can significantly aid recovery. Psychological perspective. Addiction exacerbates depression by disrupting neurochemical balance. Effective recovery includes structured programs like detoxification, behavioral therapy, and holistic methods such as mindfulness and physical activity. Jungian commentary. Jung viewed addiction as a misplaced spiritual longing, referring to it as the thirst for wholeness. He argued that reconnecting with one's spiritual or transcendent nature could heal the disconnection driving addictive behaviors. Esoteric practices. Alchemical symbolism offers powerful metaphors for overcoming addiction, emphasizing transmutation of base desires into higher aspirations. Practices such as chanting, breath work, and engaging in sacred rituals create a sense of sacred presence and reduce the compulsive need to seek solace in substances. Prolonged medication use. While psychiatric medications can stabilize mood, long-term reliance may suppress natural coping mechanisms and contribute to dependency. A gradual supervised reduction in medication, complemented by cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, lifestyle modifications, and alternative treatments like transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS, can help restore mental balance. Psychological perspective. Dependence on psychiatric medication may suppress natural coping mechanisms. Gradual tapering, combined with alternatives like transcranial magnetic stimulation and nutritional psychiatry, is recommended. Jungian commentary. Jung might view reliance on medication as externalizing the solution, potentially neglecting the inner work required for healing. He would advocate for inner exploration through active imagination or dream analysis to uncover symbolic solutions. Esoteric practices. Hermetic traditions emphasize balance and self-mastery practices like the cultivation of inner alchemy through qigong or energy healing can restore the body's natural equilibrium. Spirituality and purpose. Psychological perspective. Engaging in meaningful activities provides a sense of purpose and resilience. Mindfulness and meditation reduce stress and increase emotional regulation. Jungian commentary. For Jung, spirituality is central to individuation. He encouraged exploring one's inner world to connect with the self, the central archetype of wholeness. Esoteric practices. Hermetic teachings, such as studying the Emerald Tablet or practicing the Kabbalistic Tree of Life meditations, encourage alignment with higher purpose. Rituals involving planetary energies can align personal goals with cosmic cycles. Neuroplasty and lifestyle interventions. Psychological perspective. Exercise, proper nutrition, and mindfulness enhance neuroplasticity, promoting recovery from depression. Omega-3s, probiotics, and regular physical activity support emotional resilience. Jungian commentary. Lifestyle changes symbolize shifts in the psyche's orientation. Jung might interpret these actions as rituals signaling commitment to transformation, aligning the ego with the self. Esoteric practices. Incorporating sacred movement, for example Tai Chi or Qigong, combines physical and spiritual benefits. Daily affirmations or gratitude rituals can instill a sense of sacred rhythm in one's life. Understanding depression. Depression is more than a temporary feeling of sadness. It is a complex disorder that disrupts lives, relationships, and productivity. While some individuals develop depression due to genetic predisposition, for many it stems from significant life challenges such as grief, trauma, and substance abuse. This segment introduces the key themes explored in this deep dive and outlines its purpose in providing a comprehensive guide to overcoming clinical depression. It also addresses the importance of an individualized approach, as no single treatment method works universally. The segment highlights the necessity of understanding depression as a systemic issue influenced by personal history, biology, and societal factors. Understanding the core causes of depression. Genetic predisposition. While not everyone with a family history of depression will develop it, genetic factors can make individuals more vulnerable. Specific genes affecting serotonin and dopamine regulation may increase susceptibility. Genetic testing and personalized treatment plans can help identify the best therapeutic approaches for those affected. Grief and loss. The emotional pain of losing a loved one, a job, or even one's sense of purpose can lead to prolonged sadness and despair. If left unresolved, grief can evolve into major depressive disorder, MDD. Techniques such as grief counseling, journaling, and ritualizing remembrance, such as celebrating the lives of lost loved ones, can help in processing grief effectively. Trauma. Traumatic experiences, particularly in childhood, alter brain chemistry and make individuals more vulnerable to depression. Trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, TFCBT, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, and somatic therapies help process trauma by rewiring negative thought patterns and emotional responses. Substance abuse. Many individuals turn to alcohol or drugs to cope with emotional pain, only to find themselves trapped in a cycle of dependency that worsens depression. Breaking this cycle requires structured interventions such as detoxification programs, medication-assisted therapy, MAT, and support groups like Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, or Narcotics Anonymous, NA. Holistic approaches such as exercise, nutrition, and mindfulness can aid in long-term recovery. Prolonged medication use. While antidepressants and mood stabilizers can provide short-term relief, long-term dependency may impair natural coping mechanisms. Gradual tapering, under medical supervision, combined with alternative treatments such as nutritional psychiatry, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR, can help restore emotional equilibrium. Understanding depression as a systemic issue requires examining its interplay with personal history, biology, and societal influences. Personal history. Past experiences shape mental health. Unresolved childhood neglect, abusive relationships, or chronic stress can prime the brain for depressive responses. Therapy, self-reflection, and positive behavioral changes can help reframe past experiences into sources of strength rather than emotional burdens. Biology. Depression is linked to neurotransmitter imbalances, inflammation, and gut microbiome health. Addressing these biological factors through diet, exercise, supplements such as omega-3 fatty acids and probiotics, and lifestyle changes can significantly improve mood regulation. Societal factors. Socioeconomic status, access to mental health resources, and cultural stigmas surrounding mental illness all contribute to the prevalence and treatment of depression. Advocacy for mental health reform, workplace mental health initiatives, and community-based support programs are essential for reducing the societal burden of depression. Implementing solutions to overcome depression. To quickly implement effective remedies, individuals should adopt a multifaceted approach. 1. Psychotherapy and counseling. Engaging in evidence-based therapies such as CBT, DBT, or EMDR provides structured methods to identify and change negative thought patterns. 2. Physical health optimization. Regular exercise, proper sleep, and a nutrient-rich diet emphasizing whole foods, healthy fats, and anti-inflammatory foods can dramatically improve brain function and emotional stability. 3. Mindfulness and meditation. Practices like deep breathing exercises, meditation, and yoga enhance emotional resilience and reduce stress-induced depression. 4. Social support. Building meaningful relationships, participating in support groups, and seeking mentorship can combat isolation, one of the biggest risk factors for depression. 5. Purpose and meaning. Engaging in fulfilling activities, whether through work, hobbies, volunteering, or spiritual exploration, fosters a sense of direction and resilience. Loss, whether through the death of a loved one, divorce, or job termination, can trigger profound psychological distress. Unresolved grief may evolve into prolonged depression, affecting daily functioning. This segment discusses various theories of grief, including the Kubler-Ross model, the dual process model, and attachment theory, as well as their relationship with clinical depression. It explores the different stages of grief, how complicated grief can develop into a chronic mental health issue, and the role of therapeutic interventions such as grief counseling and support groups in promoting recovery. Furthermore, it explores the various theories of grief and their relationship with clinical depression, as well as practical strategies for processing grief and preventing it from developing into chronic depression. Theories of grief and their connection to depression. The Kubler-Ross model, 5 stages of grief. Denial, the initial shock and disbelief after a loss where the mind struggles to accept reality. Anger, feelings of frustration and resentment, sometimes directed at oneself, others, or even the deceased. Bargaining, attempts to regain control by making promises or hypothetical if-only scenarios. Depression, profound sadness and despair, which, if prolonged, can lead to clinical depression. Acceptance, a gradual process of coming to terms with the loss and finding ways to move forward. Implementation, recognizing where you are in the grief process can help normalize emotions and reduce self-judgment. Keeping a grief journal and engaging in guided reflections can aid in progression through these stages. The dual process model. Grief involves oscillation between two modes. Loss-oriented coping, directly facing the emotions and memories associated with the loss. Restoration-oriented coping, focusing on rebuilding life and adjusting to new realities. Implementation, a balanced approach that allows for alternating between mourning and adjusting to daily life can prevent prolonged grief. Scheduling time for both reflection and engagement in positive activities helps maintain this balance. Attachment theory and grief. The intensity of grief is often linked to the depth of emotional attachment to the lost person or situation. Individuals with insecure attachment styles, anxious or avoidant, may struggle more with letting go and experience prolonged grief. Implementation. Developing secure attachments through therapy, support groups, or forming new meaningful relationships can facilitate healing. Complicated grief and its progression into depression. Complicated grief, also known as persistent complex bereavement disorder, occurs when an individual remains stuck in a prolonged state of mourning, preventing them from resuming daily life. Symptoms include intense longing and preoccupation with the deceased or lost situation, avoidance of reminders or excessive dwelling on the past, feelings of hopelessness, numbness, or self-blame, functional impairment in work, social life, and self-care. If left untreated, complicated grief can lead to major depressive disorder, MDD, increasing the risk of suicidal ideation, substance abuse, and other mental health issues. Implementation strategies for preventing depression from grief. 1. Grief counseling. Working with a therapist to process emotions, create new perspectives, and develop coping strategies. Techniques such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, can help reframe negative thoughts and manage distress. 2. Support groups. Connecting with others who have experienced similar losses can normalize grief and provide social support. Participating in structured grief groups, such as those offered by religious organizations, hospitals, or online communities, can be beneficial. 3. Expressive therapies. Writing therapy. Journaling thoughts and emotions related to the loss can provide a safe outlet for processing grief. Art and music therapy. Engaging in creative expression can facilitate emotional release and healing. 4. Mindfulness and meditation. Practicing mindfulness techniques can reduce emotional distress by helping individuals stay present rather than dwelling on past losses. Meditation and deep breathing exercises can improve emotional regulation and decrease stress hormones. 5. Lifestyle adjustments. Regular physical activity releases endorphins, which help improve mood and reduce stress. Maintaining a balanced diet with essential nutrients such as omega-3, fatty acids, magnesium, and vitamin D can support emotional well-being. Prioritizing adequate sleep and establishing a stable routine can improve overall resilience. 6. Legacy building activities. Find ways to honor and remember loved ones in positive ways, such as planting a tree, creating a memorial project, or engaging in charitable work in their name. By integrating these strategies, individuals can navigate the grieving process more effectively, preventing unresolved grief from turning into clinical depression. Trauma and its role in depression. This segment examines different forms of trauma, such as childhood abuse, combat-related trauma, and interpersonal violence, and their connection to depression. It also explores treatment options such as eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, TFCBT, and somatic therapies designed to process traumatic memories and restore emotional balance. Trauma has lasting effects on both the mind and body, altering brain chemistry and making individuals more susceptible to depression. Prolonged stress from traumatic experiences leads to dysregulation in the nervous system and can trigger maladaptive coping mechanisms. Neurologically, trauma affects three key areas of the brain. Amygdala, the brain's fear center, becomes hyperactive, leading to heightened emotional reactivity, increased anxiety, and difficulty regulating emotions. Hippocampus, responsible for memory processing, trauma can cause the hippocampus to shrink, making it harder to distinguish past trauma from present reality. Prefrontal cortex. This region, responsible for logical reasoning and emotional regulation, can become impaired, reducing one's ability to process stress rationally. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, therapy involves guiding the patient through specific eye movements or other forms of bilateral stimulation while they recall distressing memories. The theory is that this bilateral stimulation helps to reprocess the traumatic memory, integrating it into the brain in a less distressing way. It's almost like the brain can finally digest the memory that got stuck, reducing its emotional charge. Many patients report a significant reduction in the vividness and emotional intensity of the traumatic event. Trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, TFCBT, is an evidence-based treatment that incorporates elements of cognitive behavioral therapy with an understanding of trauma's impact. It helps individuals identify and challenge unhelpful thoughts and beliefs related to the trauma, develop coping skills, and gradually process the traumatic memories in a safe and structured environment. It often involves psychoeducation about trauma, relaxation techniques, cognitive processing, and in vivo exposure where appropriate. And finally, we have somatic therapies. These approaches recognize that trauma isn't just stored in our minds, but also in our bodies. When we experience trauma, our nervous system often goes into a state of fight, flight, or freeze. Even after the danger has passed, the body can remain in a heightened state of arousal, leading to chronic tension, anxiety, and other physical symptoms. Somatic therapies, like somatic experiencing or sensorimotor psychotherapy, focus on helping individuals become more aware of their bodily sensations and release the trapped energy from the traumatic event. It might involve gentle movement, breathing exercises, or guided awareness to help regulate the nervous system and complete the body's natural response to threat that was interrupted during the trauma. The goal is to restore the body's innate capacity for self-regulation and emotional balance. All three of these, while distinct, share a common goal: to move beyond simply coping with trauma towards genuine healing and a restored sense of self. Substance abuse is both a cause and consequence of depression. Many individuals self-medicate with alcohol, opioids, or stimulants to numb emotional pain, but these substances exacerbate depressive symptoms by altering neurotransmitter function. This segment examines the biochemical effects of addiction, including changes in dopamine, serotonin, and endorphin levels. It also discusses the co-occurrence of depression and addiction, dual diagnosis, and reviews evidence-based interventions such as medication-assisted treatment, MAT, 12-step programs, and cognitive behavioral therapy for addiction, CBTA. The biochemical effects of addiction on depression. Dopamine disruption. Many addictive substances increase dopamine levels initially, leading to a temporary sense of pleasure. However, chronic use depletes dopamine, making it harder for individuals to experience joy naturally, reinforcing depressive symptoms. Serotonin imbalance. Alcohol and stimulants interfere with serotonin production, which regulates mood and emotional stability. Long-term use contributes to persistent sadness, anxiety, and irritability. Endorphin suppression. Opioids and other depressants replace the body's natural endorphins, leading to a dependence on substances for emotional relief. Withdrawal from these substances often results in severe depressive episodes. Dual diagnosis, the link between addiction and depression. When addiction and depression occur simultaneously, they create a cycle of dependence and despair. This co-occurrence, known as dual diagnosis, complicates treatment because addressing only one condition often leads to relapse in the other. Evidence-based treatments for addiction and depression. 1. Medication-assisted treatment, MAT. Combines FDA-approved medications with therapy to reduce cravings and withdrawal symptoms. Examples: methadone and buprenorphine for opioid addiction, naltrexone for alcohol dependence. Helps stabilize brain chemistry, making it easier to engage in therapy. 2. 12-step programs, for example, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous. Offers peer support, accountability, and a structured recovery process. Encourages spiritual growth and self-reflection. Provides a long-term support system to prevent relapse. 3. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Addiction, CBTA. Identifies and modifies negative thought patterns that contribute to substance abuse and depression. Develops coping mechanisms for stress, cravings, and emotional triggers. Teaches individuals how to replace substance use with healthier behaviors. 4. Holistic therapies for recovery. Exercise. Regular physical activity boosts dopamine and serotonin levels naturally, reducing depressive symptoms. Nutritional therapy. A balanced diet with essential nutrients supports neurotransmitter function and overall well-being. Mindfulness and meditation. Helps individuals regulate emotions and reduce stress-related cravings. Support groups. Group therapy or community-based recovery programs provide encouragement and reduce feelings of isolation. By combining these evidence-based treatments, individuals can break free from the cycle of addiction and depression, paving the way for long-term emotional stability and recovery. While antidepressants and mood stabilizers can provide temporary relief, long-term reliance on medication may create dependency and diminish the brain's natural ability to regulate mood. This segment critically evaluates the benefits and risks of psychiatric drugs, including selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, SNRIs, and atypical antidepressants. It also explores withdrawal symptoms, potential side effects, and alternative non-pharmacological treatments such as nutritional psychiatry, lifestyle modifications, and transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS. Types of psychiatric medications and their effects. SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, commonly prescribed for depression, these medications increase serotonin levels in the brain. While effective for some, they may cause side effects such as weight gain, sexual dysfunction, and emotional numbness. SNRIs, serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors. These drugs enhance both serotonin and norepinephrine activity, helping with energy levels and motivation, but potentially leading to withdrawal symptoms and high blood pressure. Atypical antidepressants. Medications like bupropion, Wellbutrin, and mirtazapine work through different mechanisms, often with fewer sexual side effects, but potential risks of anxiety or increased appetite. Withdrawal symptoms and risks of long-term use. Discontinuation syndrome includes dizziness, nausea, mood swings, and flu-like symptoms. Long-term use can lead to dependency, where the brain reduces its natural serotonin production, making it difficult to stop medication without relapse. Some antidepressants have been linked to emotional blunting, where users feel detached or unmotivated. Alternative non-pharmacological treatments. 1. Nutritional psychiatry. Certain foods promote health and neurotransmitter balance. Omega-3 fatty acids, found in salmon and flaxseed, probiotics, and amino acids from lean proteins support mental well-being. Avoid processed foods. Sugar and excessive caffeine can prevent mood instability. 2. Lifestyle modifications. Regular exercise boosts endorphins and serotonin, acting as a natural antidepressant. Quality sleep is crucial for mood regulation, maintaining a consistent sleep schedule and reducing screen exposure before bedtime can improve mental clarity. Stress management techniques such as journaling, deep breathing, and structured routines enhance emotional resilience. 3. Transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS, a non-invasive procedure using magnetic fields to stimulate nerve cells in the brain. FDA approved for treatment-resistant depression. Sessions typically last 30 to 40 minutes with minimal side effects compared to medication. By understanding the limitations of long-term medication use and exploring alternative treatments, individuals suffering from depression can regain control over their mental health and foster sustainable healing. Healing from depression requires a holistic approach that integrates various strategies to support emotional and physical well-being. This segment introduces evidence-based approaches, recognizing that effective treatment often involves a combination of therapists tailored to the individual's unique needs and circumstances. Psychotherapy, often referred to as talk therapy, provides a structured and supportive environment for individuals to explore their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Different therapeutic modalities offer distinct frameworks and techniques to address the complex nature of depression. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. CBT is a widely researched and highly effective form of psychotherapy for depression. It operates on the premise that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are interconnected. The core of CBT involves identifying and challenging maladaptive thought patterns, such as all-or-nothing thinking, catastrophizing, or personalization, which often contribute to depressive symptoms. Through structured exercises and practical strategies, individuals learn to reframe negative thoughts, develop more balanced perspectives, and engage in behaviors that promote well-being. A typical CBT course might involve homework assignments, mood tracking, and behavioral activation techniques to help individuals gradually re-engage with enjoyable activities. Dialectical Behavior Therapy, DBT. While initially developed for borderline personality disorder, DBT has shown significant efficacy in treating depression, particularly when emotional dysregulation, interpersonal difficulties, and self-harm behaviors are present. DBT emphasizes four key skill modules: mindfulness, learning to be present in the moment and observe thoughts and feelings without judgment; distress tolerance, developing strategies to cope with intense emotions and difficult situations without resorting to destructive behaviors; emotion regulation, identifying and understanding emotions and learning to reduce their intensity and duration; interpersonal effectiveness, improving communication and relationship skills to navigate social interactions more effectively. DBT is often delivered through a combination of individual therapy, group skills training, and phone coaching. Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, ACT. ACT is a unique form of behavioral therapy that encourages individuals to embrace their emotions rather than suppress them, even uncomfortable ones. The central idea is that struggling against unwanted thoughts and feelings can paradoxically intensify them. ACT helps individuals develop psychological flexibility by focusing on six core processes: acceptance, openly and actively embracing private experiences, thoughts, feelings, and sensations, without judgment; cognitive diffusion, learning to observe thoughts as just thoughts rather than being controlled by them; being present, engaging fully in the here and now; self as context, understanding that one's self is a continuous observer, distinct from thoughts and feelings; values, clarifying what truly matters most in life; command action, taking steps aligned with one's values, even in the presence of discomfort. ACT aims to help individuals commit to positive behavioral changes that align with their personal values, leading to a richer and more meaningful life, even with the presence of depressive symptoms. Psychodynamic Therapy. In contrast to more symptom-focused therapies like CBT, psychodynamic therapy delves into the unconscious influences and past experiences that may contribute to current emotional difficulties. This approach suggests that unresolved conflicts, early life experiences, and recurring relational patterns can manifest as depressive symptoms. Through the therapeutic relationship, individuals are encouraged to explore their history, dreams, and interpersonal dynamics to gain insight into the roots of their depression. The goal is to uncover unconscious motivations and conflicts, allowing individuals to develop a deeper understanding of themselves and make more conscious choices in the present. This therapy often involves exploring transference, the client's feelings towards the therapist, and countertransference, the therapist's feelings towards the client, as a means to understand relational patterns. Feeling overwhelmed by depression can make recovery seem like an uphill battle, but it's a journey many successfully navigate. Two powerful allies in this fight are resilience and effective therapeutic interventions. Building resilience equips you with the inner strength to bounce back from adversity, while various therapies offer structured approaches to understanding and managing your mental well-being. This section explores how cultivating resilience and engaging with proven therapeutic methods can pave your path to recovery. 1. The power of resilience. Resilience is the ability to adapt and recover from adversity. Individuals who cultivate resilience through self-reflection, goal-setting, and emotional regulation techniques have a greater chance of overcoming depression. Techniques such as gratitude journaling, visualization, and fostering a growth mindset have proven effective in building emotional resilience. 2. Therapeutic interventions that facilitate recovery. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. Many individuals have overcome depression through CBT, which helps reframe negative thought patterns and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Dialectical behavior therapy, DBT. Particularly effective for those with emotional dysregulation, DBT provides skills for distress tolerance and mindfulness. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, a therapy used for trauma survivors, helping individuals process distressing memories and alleviate symptoms of depression. 3. Lifestyle changes that promote healing. Exercise. Case studies highlight individuals who used aerobic activity, yoga, or strength training to boost endorphins and improve mood. Dietary adjustments. Stories of individuals who eliminated processed foods and introduced nutrient-dense diets rich in omega-3s and probiotics, showing marked improvement in their mental well-being. Sleep hygiene. The role of consistent sleep schedules, reduced screen time, and relaxation techniques in restoring circadian rhythms and alleviating depressive symptoms. 4. Social support and community healing. Personal stories of individuals who joined support groups, engaged in meaningful relationships, or found solace in mentorship programs illustrate the importance of connection in recovery. Volunteerism and acts of service as pathways to personal fulfillment and emotional healing. 5. Spiritual and philosophical perspectives on overcoming depression. The role of spirituality and existential meaning in helping individuals find hope and direction. Case studies of individuals who integrated meditation, mindfulness, or religious faith into their healing journey. 6. Neuroplasticity-based interventions. Meditation and mindfulness enhances emotional regulation by promoting awareness of thoughts and reducing stress. Neurofeedback uses real-time brain activity monitoring to train individuals to self-regulate emotions and cognitive responses. 7. Nutritional psychiatry. Essential nutrients for mood stability. Omega-3 fatty acids found in fish and flax seeds reduce inflammation and support brain function. Magnesium, found in leafy greens and nuts, aids in stress reduction and nervous system regulation. Vitamin D, from sunlight and fortified foods, plays a crucial role in serotonin production and mood stabilization. Gut biome health. Probiotics and fermented foods contribute to gut-brain axis regulation, improving mental health. Reducing processed foods and sugar intake prevents mood fluctuations and cognitive fog. 8. Exercise and endorphins. Aerobic exercises, running, swimming, cycling, increase serotonin and dopamine, reducing depressive symptoms. Yoga and strength training enhance self-awareness, muscle relaxation, and endorphin production, promoting well-being. 9. Social connection. Community support. Engaging with support groups or group therapy helps individuals feel understood and less isolated. Meaningful relationships. Fostering deep personal connections strengthens emotional resilience. 10. Spiritual and philosophical perspectives. Spirituality and purpose. Exploring personal beliefs, faith, or meditation practices can provide a sense of hope and direction. Existential meaning. Engaging in purpose-driven activities like volunteering or creative pursuits fosters fulfillment and emotional healing. The journey to overcoming depression is deeply personal, yet universally empowered by proactive strategies. As we've explored, cultivating resilience, engaging in therapeutic interventions like CBT or DBT, and making positive lifestyle changes such as incorporating exercise and a nutrient-rich diet are all crucial steps. Furthermore, strengthening social connections, embracing spiritual or philosophical perspectives, and understanding the impact of neuroplasticity-based interventions and nutritional psychiatry can significantly enhance well-being. By integrating these diverse approaches, individuals can build a robust foundation for recovery, fostering lasting emotional health and a renewed sense of purpose. Depression is not an insurmountable condition. Rather, it is a complex yet treatable disorder that requires a multifaceted approach to healing. Eliminating clinical depression necessitates addressing its root causes rather than merely treating symptoms. The conclusion synthesizes key findings from the previous segments, emphasizing the importance of individualized treatment plans that combine psychotherapy, neuroscience, lifestyle changes, and social support. This segment also discusses the future of depression treatment, including advancements in psychedelic-assisted therapy, such as psilocybin and ketamine therapy, artificial intelligence-driven mental health interventions, and genetic testing for personalized medication plans. Additionally, it emphasizes the need for greater societal awareness and policy changes to improve mental health accessibility and reduce stigma. Finally, the conclusion provides a message of hope. Depression, while debilitating, is not a permanent state. Through a combination of evidence-based treatments, personal commitment, and societal support, individuals can reclaim their lives and experience lasting emotional well-being. This episode ultimately serves as a roadmap for those seeking to understand and eliminate clinical depression, offering both scientific insights and practical solutions to create a healthier future. Expanding on key themes of depression treatment. 1. understanding depression as a complex, treatable condition. Depression is a multifaceted disorder that affects individuals on psychological, biological, and social levels. It is often marked by persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, and a lack of interest in activities once enjoyed. To effectively address depression, it's crucial to recognize that it is not simply a mood issue, but a complex interplay of genetic, environmental, neurochemical, and psychological factors. Successful treatment, therefore, requires a personalized approach that tackles the disorder from multiple angles. 2. Individualized treatment plans. One of the most promising approaches to combating depression is the use of personalized treatment plans. A tailored approach ensures that each individual receives care that is best suited to their unique circumstances. This can include combinations of psychotherapy, pharmacotherapy, and alternative treatments such as lifestyle modifications or neurostimulation techniques. The following are some of the strategies to implement individualized treatment effectively. Psychotherapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, dialectical behavioral therapy, DBT, and psychodynamic therapy have been shown to provide lasting benefits in managing depression. Tailoring psychotherapy to an individual's specific cognitive patterns and emotional needs is key. Medication. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, and serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, SNRIs, are commonly prescribed. However, recent advances suggest that genetic testing could offer more personalized insights, helping to identify which medications might work best on an individual's genetic makeup. Neuroscientific interventions. Neurostimulation therapies such as transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS, have shown promise in treating treatment-resistant depression by modulating neural circuits involved in mood regulation. For patients who do not respond to conventional treatments, these techniques should be considered. Advice for implementation. A multidisciplinary team approach is essential. Psychiatrists, psychologists, and primary care physicians should collaborate to determine a combination of therapies that best meets an individual's needs. This includes regularly monitoring progress and adjusting the treatment plan as necessary to ensure optimal outcomes. 3. Advancements in psychedelic-assisted therapy. The use of psychedelics, such as psilocybin and ketamine, in the treatment of depression has gained significant attention in recent years. These substances, when administered in a controlled and therapeutic environment, have shown potential to induce profound emotional breakthroughs and provide lasting relief from depression. Psilocybin, for example, has been found to help reset brain activity patterns and relieve symptoms in individuals with severe depression. Similarly, ketamine has demonstrated rapid antidepressant effects, particularly for patients with treatment-resistant depression. Advice for implementation. Psilocybin and ketamine clinics. In some regions, treatment centers are now offering these therapies under clinical supervision. To implement psychedelic-assisted therapy effectively, it is critical to ensure proper patient selection, closely monitor the therapy, and provide comprehensive psychological support before, during, and after the sessions. Regulation and safety. There is still a need for more research and regulation surrounding psychedelic therapies. Ongoing studies should focus on establishing standardized protocols and safety measures. Patients considering these therapies should always do so under the guidance of trained professionals. 4. AI-driven mental health interventions. Artificial intelligence, AI, has the potential to revolutionize mental health care. From chatbot-based therapies to predictive algorithms that monitor mental health in real time, AI can offer more accessible, cost-effective, and personalized interventions. One exciting development is the use of AI in assessing patient data, such as speech patterns or behavioral changes, to predict the onset of depressive episodes before they occur. Additionally, AI-powered apps can provide immediate support through mindfulness exercises, mood tracking, and guided cognitive behavioral techniques. Advice for implementation. Integration into the Primary Care Act. AI tools can be integrated into primary care settings to facilitate early detection and intervention. Practitioners should be trained to use AI tools in conjunction with traditional methods, ensuring that patients are not left reliant solely on technology. Patient education. To foster acceptance, patients should be educated about how AI-driven tools can supplement, not replace, human interaction. A balance between technology and personalized care is crucial for long-term success. 5. Genetic testing for personalized medication plans. Genetic testing is another promising advancement in the treatment of depression. Researchers are increasingly exploring how genetic markers can guide medication choices. Since different individuals metabolize drugs differently, genetic testing can provide valuable insight into which medications are likely to be most effective and which may cause unwanted side effects. Advice for implementation. Consultation with genetic counselors. As the availability of genetic testing increases, it is important to have genetic counselors or specialists involved in interpreting the results. This ensures that the information is used in a manner that enhances the treatment plan and doesn't contribute to unnecessary anxiety or confusion. Collaboration with pharmacies. Pharmacies and healthcare providers can partner to offer pharmacogenetic testing as part of the treatment process, facilitating more targeted and efficient medication prescriptions. 6. Societal awareness and policy changes. A fundamental barrier to the effective treatment of depression is the stigma surrounding mental health. Many individuals are hesitant to seek help due to the societal perceptions that depression is a weakness or something to be ashamed of. Reducing stigma and increasing awareness are key to encouraging individuals to seek help early, reducing isolation, and providing support. Advice for implementation. Public education campaigns. Governments and organizations should invest in large-scale public awareness campaigns to promote mental health literacy. These campaigns should focus on destigmatizing depression and other mental health disorders by framing them as medical conditions, not moral failings. Workplace mental health programs. Employers can play a crucial role by providing mental health resources for employees, including access to counseling, flexible work arrangements, and mental health days. A supportive work environment can significantly reduce the psychological strain that individuals experience. Policy reform. Advocating for policy changes that increase access to mental health care, reduce wait times for treatment, and subsidize therapies can make a significant difference. Creating universal mental health coverage is an essential step in improving societal mental health. 7. Hope and the path to healing. Finally, it's important to remember that depression is not a permanent state. Though it may feel overwhelming, depression can be managed and overcome through a combination of therapeutic interventions, lifestyle changes, and societal support. Each individual's journey to healing is unique, but with the right resources and commitment, lasting emotional well-being is within reach. Advice for implementation. Encourage support systems. Building a strong support network of friends, family, and community can help combat the isolation often experienced by those with depression. Encouragement and understanding from loved ones are critical during the healing process. Promote self-care. Encourage individuals to adopt healthy habits such as regular exercise, balanced nutrition, and mindfulness practices. These activities have been shown to improve mental health and contribute to a sense of well-being. Emphasize long-term healing. Recovery from depression is often an ongoing process. Acknowledge small successes along the way and focus on long-term wellness rather than short-term fixes. In summary, the treatment of depression is rapidly evolving with advancements in therapy, technology, and societal understanding. A multi-pronged, individualized approach is key to successfully managing and overcoming depression. By combining evidence-based strategies with an emphasis on personalization, AI, psychedelic therapies, and genetic testing, we can create more effective and accessible treatments. Moreover, reducing stigma and advocating for mental health policy changes will create a more supportive society for those affected by depression. Above all, it is crucial to remember that depression, though deeply challenging, is a treatable condition. With the right combination of resources, support, and treatment strategies, individuals can find their way back to emotional well-being.